In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Reverend Fathers, brothers and sisters in Christ, Christ is in our midst.
He is and never shall be.
First of all, blessed feast. I want to speak a little bit about one of the hymns that we sung last night. This hymn is important enough that it wasn't just sung once, but it was sung twice. It was sung after "O Lord, I Cry." It was the first again at the end. It was the last hymn that was sung, so it shows kind of the importance of this hymn that it was started with it and we ended with it. And what it is, it's one of those great hymns that both speaks to what we're celebrating, it speaks to what occurred in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago with the coming of the Lord into Jerusalem and the waving of the palms and whatnot, but it also speaks to us today. It has meaning for us as well. It starts off this way. It says, "Today hath the grace of the Holy Spirit
brought us together." Now this applies obviously to
the original Palm Sunday.
When Christ entered, the Holy Spirit gathered the people together to come and praise Christ as he was entering Jerusalem. To come and sing to him and to lay down their cloaks and to lay down their palms and to recognize the entrance of the Lord of Israel, the Savior, the Messiah, who has come to save them. But it also applies to us. We may think of that we come here to this parish because we live nearby. It's the most Orthodox parish. Or this is the one that our parents brought us to, or this is the one that we started going to because of circumstances that happened a long, long time ago. But the thing that we can sometimes miss in that while God may use those things, ultimately it is the Holy Spirit that brings us here together. It's the Holy Spirit that brings us together to worship together each week, that brings each and every one of us so that we can be part of this community, so that we can be united to Christ and united to one another in communion. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful gift to recognize that fact, to not think of us being here just as some work of fate or whatever, but instead it is God who brings us here. It is God who wants us here worshiping him. And so what does he bring us here together to do? Well, 2,000 years ago on Palm Sunday, he brought the people together to worship Christ and sing out to him. And when they sing out, it says at the end of the verse that they say, "Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord." It's a reference back to the Psalms. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord. When we read that, we think of Christ. We think of the one who came and became one of us. This is a reference, a messianic reference to Christ. So anytime you hear, "Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord," it should make you think of Christ. And so that is what they were saying back then. They were saying that blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord, that Christ, that Jesus had come in the name of the Lord to save them. And then they said, "Hosanna in the highest." Well, what does Hosanna mean? It's an entreaty. It's asking God to save us. It's basically saying, "Lord, please save us." And so that is what they were doing. They were saying, "Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord." They were showing respect to the Messiah. They were worshiping the Messiah, and they were asking him to save them. And that is what we do as well. That's what we do when we come. We give worship. We worship the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and we ask God to save us. What's the most often repeated thing throughout the service? "Lord, have mercy." We see the "Lord, have mercy" so many times throughout the service that each petition, the petition, the deacons tell us what we're praying for. Peace, let us pray to the world. And the salvation of our soul, let us pray to the Lord. He tells us what we're praying for, but the actual prayer is not what the deacon says. It's our response. "Lord, have mercy." And so we're doing the same thing that they did 2,000 years ago. We're saying, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." And we're saying, "Hosanna in the highest. Lord, save us. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy." So, but here's the interesting thing. This hymn starts by talking about how the Holy Spirit has brought us together. And it ends with the cry of, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest." But in the middle, It doesn't talk about the waving of palms or the putting down of cloaks that they did. Instead, it says, the Holy Spirit brought us together and we all lift thy cross as to say. Now, you would think on Palm Sunday it says we all lift palms, but it doesn't. It points to the cross. Interestingly enough, even in the midst of this celebratory service in which we are celebrating his triumphant entrance into the city, we are referred to the cross. We have the cross pointed out to us once again. Because it is the great and glorious cross that is our salvation. It's through the cross that we are saved. So even in the midst of this time in which we're celebrating his glorious entry, the cross is referenced. We see the cross, and it's interesting because this is something that continues throughout the week, because even then during the week, when we're in the midst of focusing on the passion of Christ, when we're in the midst of focusing on his being beaten and his having to bear his cross and then his actual crucifixion, it then also references forward to his resurrection. Ultimately, all that we do points to Christ and points to his death on the cross and his resurrection for us, in which he destroyed the power of death by his own death on the cross. And so, what happens each week, what happens when we are here, the Holy Spirit gathers us together under the sign of his cross and by the power of his cross, so that we may worship him and may call out to him to save us, to his glory, and that of the Father.